couple of other important terms having to do with the small intestine, the gastroenteric reflex. This is a reflex that stimulates motility and secretion along the entire length of the small intestine. And the gastroileal reflex triggers relaxation of a valve called the ileocecal valve, which lets materials pass from the small intestine into the large intestine. And let's talk about the large intestine now. There's two major functions of the large intestine. The chyme is converted into feces by bacterial action and also by absorption of water and salts from the small intestine back into the blood. So as the chyme moves through the large intestine, it becomes more, and I guess you would say, dehydrated as the water is absorbed back into the bloodstream. And finally, second function of the large intestine is that certain vitamins, such as biotin, vitamin K, vitamin B5, are produced by the activity of mutualistic bacteria that live in our large intestine. So without these bacteria, we would not have access to these vitamins. Some terms that you need to know: mass movement are the peristaltic, powerful peristaltic contractions in the large intestine that move the feces along. And the defecation reflex is triggered by two positive feedback loops. These are initiated by distension or filling of the large intestine.